Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I am a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is when you feel jealous of your husband. But before we get started, I want to let you know I have a free, private, Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Just search The Happy Wives Community in the Facebook search bar, or you can just head on over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. I like to refer to it as a solution tool that you can use to solve problems in your marriage. So just visit my website and you can download it for free. Okay, so let's dive in and talk about when you feel jealous of your husband. So I'm not talking about being jealous of like your husband's interaction with another woman. That's a whole different subject. The type of jealousy I'm talking about today has more to do with being jealous of his life. And I hear this complaint often from women, not necessarily in these words, but they feel like they shoulder the bulk of the responsibility in their family and that their husband just has to go to work. So some women say that they feel jealous that their husband gets to go to work and do all these fun things while they stay at home with their children. And even working moms tell me that they feel jealous because all their husband has to do is really take care of himself. But still, even though that mother is working, she's still responsible for the bulk of the care and coordination of the family. And it's even harder, she says, when she's gone all day at work to make all of that happen. And so I think that in reflecting on this and talking with these women and my own life experiences, I think the main theme boils down to freedom. I think that it seems like our husbands have the freedom to do whatever they want, when they want it, while we're responsible for caring for our families and our homes and arranging for childcare if we want to do something. And so I know that I've been in this boat before, and I do still catch myself here having jealous thoughts in life. But I've learned so much about how to deal with these situations so that when I do feel that, I am aware of it and I can steer myself back to a happier, healthier thought or an action that will make things feel better for me. So one thought I remember was about getting ready to get out the door in the mornings. When my kids were younger, I always felt like I was responsible for getting three people out the door in the morning, and he was only responsible for himself. And I wished he would help me, but instead, he would wait until the last minute to get himself ready, and then he'd be rushing all around the rest of us, like practically blowing us over so that he could hurry up and get out the door. And honestly, that made me feel like he was selfish. I mean, we had these kids together. Are we not responsible for them together? Why couldn't he help me get them out the door in the morning? I would say I had a sassy attitude about it too. And one time I remember, maybe this was more than once probably, he made a joke about wanting me to make his lunch when I was making their lunches. And my attitude was like, you've got to be kidding me. I'm responsible for getting three people out the door. You're only responsible for yourself. I think you can make your own lunch. Are you with me on that? Has anyone felt that before? So on the flip side of the day, at the end of the workday, I've also felt jealous about all of those after work happy hours that my husband and other, you know, working people get to go to. I'd get that call from him at like 5 or 6 o'clock at night saying, do you mind if I go get a couple of beers with the guys from work? And if I'm honest, I did mind. I was tired. I was lonely from being home alone with the kids all day. And I wish that he would come home and have a beer with me. I mean, you know, when you're, from my perspective, I'm like, he's with those people all day long. Why does he still want to hang out with them when I haven't even seen him or the kids in 10 hours, you know? And I get it. Like, my logical mind knows that these happy hours can be valuable, and I did enjoy them when I was working too, and I had friends that I work with. So trust me, we're not talking about logics here, because we all can let our logical mind come in, but it's when these feelings of jealousy come in that we have to deal with them. And so another type of jealousy that I've experienced is when my husband travels for work. You know, so he'd call from somewhere like Tampa and express how beautiful the weather was and the palm trees and the sunshine. And I just wanted to, like, bop him over the head. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That felt so insensitive on one level, that he was bragging about how beautiful it was there. And it was almost impossible to not feel jealous. I wished I was in Tampa too with him. But no, there I was, at home, alone, in the cold, taking care of the kids like every other day. And like I said, logically, I can totally work my head around that. But when your emotions are playing at you, this is how I felt anyway. And I'm sure I could come up with a ton more examples for you girls, but I think you get the picture. And what I want to talk about today is, what do we do when we're feeling this way? Because we know the feelings of jealousy are not healthy. They drain our energy, and they do cause friction in our relationship as well. And so the other thing is, like we talked about, there's the logical side of it, you know, and there's also positive emotions, because really, I am happy for my husband that he gets to experience things that he likes to do. You know, I am happy that he gets to go to happy hours. I am happy that he gets to enjoy, you know, maybe going to Tampa or something like that. But I wish I had more of that freedom in my life. You know, I think sometimes, very often as a mother, I have said this before, like, I feel like I have handcuffs on, because I feel like I'm handcuffed to this job of motherhood, and I'm not free to do what I want when I want. And so one of the things that I do when I start to feel that twinge of jealousy is try to remind myself that I do want to be home with my children. I do want to take care of them. I do want to be there before school, and I want to be there after school, and I want to be there on the sick days. This is my personal choice. And me being able to stay home with my children is a huge gift, and it comes with sacrifice. I struggle often because I have big dreams and aspirations for my career, and I gave up my career to stay home. But I just keep telling myself that time will come. I can never get this time back with my kids. Once they're, you know, going to college and moving out of the house, I'm done. I will have a chance to move forward with my career and my dreams. In the meantime, I want to make sure that I enjoy my kids, and that I don't ever want to say I regret not spending enough time with them. That's for me. Like, that's just for me. And part of that is a compliment really to, you know, my mom, and I think my mother-in-law too, that, you know, they just have said, you can only have this time once. And so try to enjoy it. And so I do. And so I have to remind myself of that when I'm starting to feel jealous, or like the handcuffs are really rough on a certain day. But then I also have to ask myself, am I really trapped here? Am I really in handcuffs? The answer is no, because if I really wanted to, I could go out and get a job that would allow me to go to happy hours and travel. I could do that. No problem. So I have to remember that I made the choice. I could go out and get a job, but I don't want to do that. So based on that, then what do I do? Do I have to just suffer at home and feel miserable? No, definitely not. You know, one thing that I'm sure you all know, obviously, that I've done is I started a business from home. And so that's why I'm talking to you right now. I'm just so passionate about trying to help moms find happiness in this role of motherhood, because we want to enjoy the journey, right? And so that's really what we're talking about today. And this jealousy is a natural part, I think, of our role of being a mom and the sacrifices that we make. And so when I'm feeling like this, I also like to ask myself, why do I feel jealous? And what can I do to make myself feel happy, you know, right now or really soon? And so it's really important to sit with your thoughts on that and ask yourself, why am I jealous that he's going out to happy hour, let's say? Well, maybe I'm missing spending time with my friends and I wish I could do it more. Maybe I would like to go out to a happy hour. Well, could I schedule one for myself? Sure, I could. I could arrange for a sitter or plan it for a time, like when I know that my husband will be home, or even join my husband for one of his happy hours one time. So I know that for us moms, it takes prior planning, but we can do that. And we can also share these feelings with our husband just to let him know, you know, and I would preface it by saying to him, you are not doing anything wrong. You are living your life. But I just want you to know as a mom that these feelings come up and I wondered if you could maybe help me out a little bit. And I am sure that he would be very happy to help you out if you approach it from your authentic feelings of what's inside of you and your authentic desire, because I'm sure that he does appreciate all that you're doing to be a mother. And so I thought about too, like about if I'm jealous about the travel, you know, do I need a trip to Tampa? You know, if I'm really feeling like I need to travel, I need to get out of here, I need to go somewhere, what can I do to figure that out? Could I let my husband know that maybe I might want to try to join up with him on his next trip? Or could I plan something on my own, like with maybe some girlfriends or a family member, or plan something for my husband and myself to get away? Or maybe even plan a little family getaway, like that might, you know, get that bug out of me. But I know where I was before in my life, before I realized how to take those handcuffs off and create my own happiness. I kind of lost a lot of hope. I lost a lot of my dreams. I let them go by the wayside. And we need to plan. Like if there's something we wish we could do, I'm just throwing this out there. Like if you wish you could have a weekend getaway, well, how about taking a look at the calendar and just seeing when might be a good time? When might there be some good airfare or a good time to go there? When do you think you could get some help with the kids? That we do have that power if we can wake up from our little slumber and our jealousy. We can see that there really are things that we can do to fill that need that we have for traveling too. And then as far as the mornings go and wishing that my husband would help, what if I stopped wishing and just came right out and asked for his help? You know, maybe he doesn't know I need his help. Maybe he thinks I've got this all under control. I'm telling you, and I assure you of this, men and women see things differently. They don't necessarily see what needs to be done like you do. When you are looking at the morning situation, it is so crystal clear to you exactly what needs to happen and when, but your husband, through no fault of his own, just through our different programming, he just doesn't see it that way. And I have talked to men before who say, I just wish my wife would tell me exactly what she needs. I will do it. I will do whatever she needs me to do, but I don't know what she needs me to do. And so maybe if we tried a little more to say what we need, then they will help us and we'll feel so much better, right? So really, it's so much about perspective. You know, these thoughts of jealousy are normal, but it's our choice how we handle them. I know for myself, if I allow myself to sit in the jealousy, then I feel really unhappy. But when I work to shift my perspective and remember my blessings, it helps me get out of the funk and see that I actually am more free than I think I am to do the things that I want to do. I just need to be more intentional about it. And I just need to communicate with my husband a little bit more about it. And it's amazing because men do have an innate desire that wants to please you. They really do want to please us as wives. But they, like I said, they just don't always see it. They just don't know what to do. And we can really help them and ourselves out a little bit if we will speak our truth about what we need in love, of course, in kindness and graciousness. And I hope that you will consider that if you're feeling stuck and jealous. Just remember, you are free too. You are free too. If you're feeling that way, try to shift your thoughts to remember your blessings and then ask yourself, why am I feeling jealous? What is it that I'm missing that I need? Do I need to do something for myself? And then take action to go do it. You will feel so much happier. And if you can get in a more regular cycle of doing this, your happiness level will stay happier more naturally. You won't have such high highs and low lows. And so I know this is easier said than done. If you would like to work on this with a coach, reach out to me. I have some great tools to help you along your journey, and I would love to work with you. So thank you so much for listening in today. Please let me know if you have any specific questions. And remember, the free marriage makeover guide on my website is there to help you fix challenges in your marriage. You can visit tinaheisman.com to download your copy for free. And I would love it if you would join us in the Happy Wives community on Facebook. And of course, remember, I do offer one-on-one marriage coaching. So stop by my website or email me to learn more. Thank you. I'll see you next week.